choked on my own saliva.
Please tell me we started.
Better than choking on anything else.
This is very true. Welcome back to Trust the Process. Skylar Chase, Mike Yashi, Keith Manzi here to bring you another episode. We are sitting here. Happy October, fellas. It is a
it's fall now.
It is fall. It is spooky season or spoopy season, depending on who you are.
Huh?
You've never heard of spoopy
season? No.
Why not?
I've never heard of spoopy.
Spoopy is a very old meme, actually, where there was a company, like a Halloween store or something like that, that created a sign. And I think they meant to say spooky, and they put spoopy. And it's actually really funny. It was huge on Reddit years ago.
I don't remember that.
I didn't know.
There it is, right there. See, yeah, it's got the two skulls. It says spoopy instead of spooky.
Never saw it.
People often use it as something that's scary, but also kind of funny at the same time.
It's a cute season.
It's like a ghost falling down the stairs. That's spoopy. It's like, hee hee, it's spooky, but
imagine if that's how you died and became a ghost. And then you, like, just forever tumbled downstairs.
You just kept tumbling downstairs for the rest of your existence. That would actually be really rough, so I don't know if I would,
Would that be purgatory, or would that be hell?
That'll be something we'll talk about on our Christian podcast.
What podcast is that?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Mike, you're not a part of that. You're not holy enough.
Thanks.
That's racist.
Wait, what? Okay, I'm confused.
Okay, no. Back to sports.
So it is Monday here that we were recording.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah. So,
but when you're listening, it might be Wednesday.
It could be Friday. You know, it could be next Monday. You never know. So,
it could be 2 weeks from today.
It's all of the above.
I am out of sorts. I apologize. That is all on me. But it is Tuesday. I was going to say Victory Monday, but I guess I'll just say Victory Tuesday instead.
Back-to-back Victory Tuesdays.
Yes, the Jacksonville Jaguars are victorious again. Mike, I just want to laugh at you real quick. Skyler, would you like to laugh with me?
I just want to say he's got like a new nickname now, kind of like how there's the hacker. We can call him Mike the Doubter.
Hey, I'm fine with it. If I keep doubting this team and they keep proving me wrong,
well,
let them do it.
You know, in 2017, when we would do our picks, we made Mike pick against the Jaguars each and every week because we've noticed that trend.
Yeah, but this week I did not pick against them, if you remember. I picked the Jags to win.
Oh, well.
And they almost lost.
Yeah,
thanks.
Gosh, thanks, Mike.
Okay, that is. If they lost, I would have gone back to that trend of picking.
You picked them, and then Jalen Ramsey misses his first game in, what, 51 attempts?
Yeah, that's all on you, bro. But we want to laugh at you because, as you all know, the biggest Fournette hater here, Mike Yashi, was proved wrong, as Fournette had the best game of his career. Rushing for over 200 yards.
225.
And just making Mike look silly. But he tweeted it out. He admitted fault. Scott threw a little shade at you.
Yeah, I talked to Scott on that on his podcast yesterday. The Sports Bar podcast on Apple Podcasts, if you want to listen to that.
Very good podcast.
Definitely with Alex Turco.
Subscribe.
Yep. But I did mention that, and he did throw some shade on me on Twitter. And I owned up to it. But he still needs to be more consistent. I mean, one game out of... This is the first game he's had like this since 2017.
Yeah, and I think you should look back at 2017 more as that's what we should expect and see.
We better hope... It's got to be like that all year.
Last year he was hurt and he was playing with a decrepit offensive line.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, not necessarily the same story. His offensive line's healthy finally, but they haven't played together, so they don't have any continuity. So it's definitely tougher for them just to know where the other guy's going to be, who they're going to pick up on, like, block situations.
I mentioned this on Scott's podcast yesterday. Can you guys guess how many yards rushing he has had through four games this year?
444.
Wait, including this 200-yard game?
Through 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got 320.
You said what?
444.
Skyler's closest.
Dang.
404 yards rushing through four games.
And
you guess
third in the league, right?
Yeah. Can you guess how many rushing yards he had last year through eight games?
443.
Keith is closest at 439 yards. He's already pretty much matched what he had.
We both
eight
went
weeks
over,
last.
So I guess Keith went the first one, and we didn't win this.
Dang it.
Whatever.
Price is Right rules.
Price is Right rules,
but
yeah.
If, you know, if he keeps this up, I'm changing my fantasy name to Leonard Makes Me Forney.
I mean, hey, wouldn't you like to see it? God, the balance of the offense was amazing.
I'm wearing the Fournette jersey I have to the Saints game because obviously that's going to mean a lot to him. He's from
Louisiana, yeah.
So that's going to be his game. I think he's getting ready for that.
But we can't look past the Carolina Panthers.
No, absolutely not. No, they're playing all right with their guy.
Kyle Allen, he's been impressive so far.
He's 2-0.
It's weird.
He actually beat the Texans. Their running back's a little bit more consistent than ours.
Best running back in the league.
Arguably.
These next 2 weeks with
our
Kamara,
defense has got to step up because...
And McCaffrey,
this week,
yeah.
Well, Ramsey should be back.
Hopefully his back injury
2 days
is not
rest,
serious.
One for the win, one for the Tuesday normal day off. So hopefully he's had some time to rest.
They're not reporting until Wednesday, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Monday and Tuesday, they're off those days. So hopefully that means that's a good sign for him. So we'll wait and see for that.
And it's not like the Panthers are fully healthy. I mean, we're healthier than them.
I mean, they're missing their quarterback just like we are. So.
Yeah, I feel more confident about Minshew than Allen, but do they have KK Short or whatever? I don't know what position.
Kawan Short? I don't think so. He's on IR, yeah.
Kawan Short's season-ending IR.
Yeah, so he tore his rotator cuff. But
so that's going to open up holes for Leonard.
You would hope. Because
you
got to, and we got to talk about this last week, or I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago. The offensive line needs to step up. And I think
they played really well
when they put Will Richardson in as left guard.
Yeah.
And when they put him in, holes opened up, and Leonard went off.
They also, Leonard said, they had a lot of focus and emphasis on run blocking this week, you know. So, hopefully that's going to be their focus moving forward, because obviously when we were down, it wasn't like we had to just sling it everywhere just to come back. We were able to just run our offense, and, you know, if we're able to build that as an identity – and with Minshew, the way he can throw, you know, I think we could build a good team. And, you know, I think this game surely gave him confidence. I think that last run against Tennessee gave him confidence.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, because that's the whole thing is you keep running and running and running. And then, you know, the big one's going to come eventually.
Yeah.
We saw Armstead get subbed in more, too. I think that helped balance it more. But I think...
Well, the only reason Armstead was in is because Fournette was exhausted.
Yeah, the altitude's going to get to you.
Not even after that long...
You're going to get tired a lot quicker. And it was nice to see him. He made a few good plays.
But yeah, I think that's what the team was waiting for, was for Fournette to actually have some bigger runs just to actually take him out, where prior games they were probably just keep him in for all those snaps. Because, like, we talked about how... We thought he was probably in too much, but they probably were just trying to get him to, somehow get his body back into shape. I mean, missing the preseason, I think, does hurt. I mean,
I agree.
So, I mean, they delayed their bodies getting to, you know, a body in motion stays in motion, a body at rest stays at rest. So, when they're resting in the preseason, the first few games, you know, Kansas City, they play in the preseason. They're ready to go. They're rolling already.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to see us roll on defense, you know.
I'm questioning this defense a little bit.
I mean, we didn't have Ramsey, so there was holes on her.
I'm not talking about the secondary. I'm talking about the pass rush. There were moments.
They're complimentary.
Do you want to introduce our new segment, Mike's Mad Minute?
I mean, there's a few things we can do that.
I think we're going to do this. So after last episode, where Mike was mad the entire time, we decided it would be smart to allocate him 1 minute to pop off.
We have a timer for it, too.
We do. And on your cue, Mike, you can go ahead whenever.
All right, so my main concern with this defense is the fact that we are not generating a pass rush. Because I know Unique and Gok... Last week, we had 9 sacks, I believe it was, against Tennessee, led by Calais Campbell. This week, I don't think we had 1, maybe 2 sacks. I don't think we got any either. So my concern is the pass rush, because secondary's best friend is usually a good pass rush. And with no pass rush, it leads to the secondary being picked on. AKA Trey Herndon got picked on by Joe freaking Flacco, who is a... I don't understand how we cannot bring him down. Another concern of mine is the penalties. The penalties need to stop. The coaching has got to get after these players. Cam Robinson, what the hell are you doing? Like, just stop trying to fight players after the whistle. That almost cost us the game-winning field goal with Lambeau. And the fact that Fournette was the one that was calm in that situation is sad. And there's my mad minute.
All right. That was actually really good. So, Mike went maybe half second over, but hey, okay. You know, we'll forgive him. We'll forgive him this time.
He's always got to get that last extra push in there. I just have some comments, I guess, on what you're saying. I mean, it makes sense, yeah. Like, I get the concern. I think without Ramsey there, they were able to feel more comfortable, obviously, and, like, we were in a different defense, essentially. And they have the guys on defense in Denver to prepare for our pass rush, too. So, I mean, it's not like... Yeah, their offensive line's pressing.
What really annoyed me is the fact that our offensive line just allowed the Broncos to finally get their first 3-4 sacks of the year.
I mean,
that was very annoying too.
Annoying, but it's gonna happen. You can't always stop those guys, and two of those hits were probably
illegal.
Yeah, from Chubb. So I mean,
Just Chubb. It was someone else. It wasn't Chubb. Chubb went low on one of them, but there was another one.
Chubb's out for the year, right?
I had he tore his ACL, it's which karma, is I guess. Insane. Yikes. How he played on that torn ACL, but I'm very cautious right now about this Jaguars team. Granted, I think they have the most momentum in the division, but I'm still very cautious about this franchise and going forward.
So next week, Carolina, what's the biggest thing you're concerned about?
Christian McCaffrey.
Okay, and so do you think we'll be able to stop him with the defense line?
No, because I think he's going to catch balls out of the backfield, and I don't know who's going to stop him.
I mean, Quincy Williams is pretty
good. Quincy Williams is fast, but he's going to get exhausted. McCaffrey is a stud.
Quincy Williams came into my Chick-fil-A the other day, just an FYI. He bought 10 sandwiches and a Cobb salad.
10 sandwiches?
For himself?
I mean, not all for himself. It was for other people. He thought he bought fries, too, and I told him he didn't, and he kind of looked upset, and then he left. And I was like, sorry, bro, it's a Saturday, we're busy. But, yeah, no, I agree. McCaffrey's going to be tough to stop.
He's the leading rusher in the league, or leading running back in the league. He's also on my fantasy team, so I'm really hoping he goes off, but not really. I don't know. I'm iffy on that.
That's rude.
No, I'm kidding.
Obviously, I hate fantasy.
I have the Jaguars defense as fantasy, so...
Oh, that's different, but I'm saying
get 5 interceptions and win the game.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. But no, I think McCaffrey's going to be the biggest problem for this Jaguars defense stop. Because... McCaffrey is a stud. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can go up the middle. He can go up to the sides. He's going to make our defense feel exhausted. And Kyle Allen has not looked bad either in the 2 games that he's played this year as a starter.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to see.
Yeah. Obviously, it's going to be hard for us to win 3 in a row, especially with a young quarterback. Redundant, but whatever. I mean, and then we play Teddy Bridgewater and Saints week after, but like we don't want to get ahead, obviously. So, obviously the focus is going to be McCaffrey. They've done better in defending the run. I'm trying to think who's Phillip Lindsay didn't do much last week, and Royce Freeman.
No, he didn't.
So, I get you're upset about Joe Flacco throwing on us, but. It was a different situation. We didn't have our starting cornerback either, so it's easier to game plan for that when
I just wonder
when
what's
your defense
gonna happen
is creating
if
two game
Kyle,
plans.
If Kyle Allen and Ron Rivera are going to try to attack Trey Herndon, if he's playing instead of Ramsey, will he throw to DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel? Greg Olsen could be a problem too, because you know the Jags have had some issues with tight ends. There's going to be some... I'm personally a little worried about the Carolina game. Some people are looking forward past it, go straight to the Saints game.
How do you think our offense matches up against their defense?
Honestly, I've not kept up with the defense, so I can't comment on that, but I can pull up their games recently and see
how they've
done.
They played Arizona.
Arizona's a joke.
Yeah.
They didn't tie Arizona. That was...
That was the Lions.
That was the Lions.
That was the Leonis.
So let me pull up. You guys keep talking while I pull this up.
So how's your day going?
It's going pretty good.
About
yours?
Oh, they lost to the Rams by 3 points.
I think the Rams are kind of being exposed right now with their bad quarterback
play.
Like
Jared Goff, like not being that good?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys where I just thought, like,
guess what?
He's pretty good, right? And then it's like
Blake Bortles' time. He's
Andy Dalton. God, if Blake Bortles starts for them, that'll be the
Bortles time and then John Wolford time. Boom.
There's so many backups.
They lost to the Bucks by 6 on the Thursday night game.
Well, the Bucks are starting to look better and better.
Jesus.
They beat the Cardinals by 18, which is not really saying much. And then they beat the, who did they just play this past week? The Texans.
Yeah.
And they got after Watson, too, so that also concerned. They did get after Watson. So I'm a little concerned with that. Our offensive line, if Richardson's in, if Will Richardson is in, I think that really helps Minshew and Fournette lead the ground game. Yeah. Less people in the box.
It would be really nice to see a balance right off the bat, you know, where they're able to just move the ball. That drive, that was 16-play, 10-minute drive, that was beautiful. That was
gorgeous.
One of the best drives in Jaguars history. Like
top five for me,
at you least. Can't – I mean, the situation coming out of halftime, you're down. You get a big turnover right before halftime to switch momentum, and then you come back out and just – dominate that drive and wear them out for the rest of the game. Like, they literally could not do anything else on defense after that. The very next drive, they were so worn out, we just took it down 3 plays, 93 yards or whatever. So,
and it's not like it was fueled by penalties either. No. It was just a nice drive. Yeah. But
so just one last note on the Jags against the Broncos. What was your favorite moment from the game?
Favorite moment? It's the Minshew touchdown where he's scrambling in the pocket.
Dang it.
Man, that's a stereotypical answer.
I know, but the Leo run is my most relieving moment. That big
pick one moment to just from the game to remember. Like, everything else gets erased. You pick one moment.
Yeah, that Minshew pass play. I think that play, like, you know, they're already comparing it to Brett Favre's scramble and such. And it's like that play could be iconic in Jaguars history depending on how this guy plays in the future. I mean, I don't want to say, like, just with what could happen in the future, that play, we could look back in history and say, you know, that's one of those moments in his rookie year, his first comeback, you know, he did that. So,
okay.
That's
mine. Fine. Mine will just be the field goal to win the game because I was on the edge of the couch. Basic. And I was excited. And I was excited.
You love
I
was Lambeau.
Who doesn't love Lambeau?
Did you see that interview he did in the locker room?
Oh, yeah, I didn't see it. Great. And it was awesome. And did you see the dance that he had when they told him we'll see you on Wednesday? He was dancing like a very white man. It was funny.
All right, good. Mike.
My favorite, and this is not no. My favorite, and know what no one is talking about, was on that third down play by Minshew.
Oh,
the scramble to the right, and Minshew is leading a receiver to come to him, and out of nowhere, Keelan Cole makes his first catch of the year. And if you look at the replay, Keelan Cole's on the left side of the field. Yeah. He came all the way down.
Did he go like a wheel route almost?
He literally like did a wheel route and stayed there.
Got the first catches.
And went straight to the right and caught it from Minshew. And the fact that Minshew was able to escape the pressure and direct the receiver to him, if it was Blake Bortles, he would have been sacked.
Yeah.
He would have tried to lead a receiver to him, or he would have tried to run for that.
You know, if it's Nick Foles, he's sacked too at the same time. Like,
Nick Foles would have probably thrown a dart to the end zone, but...
I don't know.
I don't know.
Nick Foles would have broken 5 of his collarbones already.
That's just messed up, man.
Nah, I mean, I know it sounds messed up.
But that moment for me, I was like, okay, we got a guy who can lead us down the field, can adjust when needed, and try direct receivers to come in, which is huge for a quarterback. So he's got the tools. Hopefully he can keep this up.
Yeah,
just take it one game at a time.
There's nothing saying that he's not going to either.
As of right now, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's like defenses can try to catch up, but I think he's a smart enough guy to understand what some of these defenses will be doing to him so he can adjust. So I think, it's the guy we can look forward to having in the future. And, I mean, we'll have a conversation later down the road, I'm sure, about who's going to still be here.
Probably in 2 weeks.
We will see.
2 or 3 weeks.
So switching gears to college football, we haven't really talked much about that this year, Mike and I, for obvious reasons.
Mike and I.
Skyler, we just want to mute him, but hey, we want to get some in there for you. So Florida,
I'm not as arrogant as most Gator fans.
This is true.
You are so accurate on that. Oh my God.
Florida right now is 10th in the country. They dropped to number 7.
They're the UCF of college football, man.
They dropped after
getting undefeated, and they just keep dropping. It's bias.
Yeah.
It's... Well, I mean, you've played literally no one. Miami is not good.
Struggled Kentucky, against Miami.
Powerhouse in Tennessee from the 90s.
Little League, Tennessee Martin, and Tennessee. I don't know which one's worse, Tennessee or Tennessee Martin.
Tennessee is the Dallas of college football.
Dallas actually...
Like, the Dallas Cowboys, they live off their 90s moments, and that's exactly what
Tennessee they've got some moments recently, but...
Man. But anyway, Auburn's coming up, number 7 team in the country, number 5 LSU, number 3 Georgia, and number 17.
Oh, I thought it said, okay.
No, not 17.
Yeah, it said 17.
My bad. But you got 3 ranked opponents coming up. And then South Carolina, you know. And Will Muschamp reunion.
Maybe that's his game he gets fired.
But, that would be funny. So you got 3 very, very tough games coming up. Mm-hmm. Which one do you see as being the easiest? Well, no, I won't say the easiest. The least difficult and the most difficult.
Of just the ranked matchups, correct?
Correct, yeah. Okay. I'm not counting South Carolina.
I think Auburn, you probably have the best chance of winning. Got a freshman quarterback coming into the swamp. Toughest, obviously, LSU going to Death Valley at night. But I think this is what Mullen gets his players to thrive off of, too. You know, this is what makes college football great, is these matchups, and that's why he's getting the players he wants, you know, to come play that are really high enthusiastic players and such. You know, I think the LSU game's probably going to be the funnest to watch. I think Georgia, too. The Georgia game, I think we have a really good chance of winning, despite Georgia always being the third team, whatever. But that, you never know what's going to happen in that matchup.
Do you think there's a chance? What do you think is more likely? Florida winning all 3 matchups against those ranked teams? Or losing all 3 ranked matchups?
I think it's more likely they win all 3.
Really?
Yeah, just because it's college football. I don't think they lose all 3.
I'm just saying, if you had to pick one, win all 3 or lose all 3, what's more likely?
I think they win all 3. Like, it's more likely to win all 3 just because they have a higher motivation to do so.
I think they're likely to lose all 3, to be honest with you, because the schedule they've had this year, not looking good. These are the 3 games they have. I can see them blowing all 3
games.
Do
you think that Trask is... That's being the thing, given a true test yet, or is this going to be his first test?
This will obviously be his first true test, but coming into the Kentucky game, being down and being able to come back from that and stay consistent
in a hostile environment,
that was a really good sign. He's not necessarily flashy. He's safe. He's smart with the ball. And we have enough playmakers on offense to where you can get a guy in space and let him do his thing. You know, Van Jefferson, Tyree Cleveland, so many guys that like we got Coney and then Pierce and such. Although Coney, I think's hurt. Tony.
2012.
Yeah, sorry. I always it's Kadarius Tony. I think he's hurt right now, but he should be coming back. And I think C.J. Henderson, one of us should be coming back from injury too or so. I need to research that more, but we are playing a little bit and hurt. But I think Auburn is our best chance to win. I think with momentum of that going into LSU, that kind of helps the game. I think if we lose to Auburn, then losing all 3 definitely is more likely of a possibility. But I don't see us losing to Auburn.
Is that game day?
Yep. Yeah. Game day is going to Gainesville this weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
Going down? No.
No.
You got to work, right?
Yeah. My boss is going to the Carolina game, Jags Carolina.
Oh, okay. This weekend too.
Yeah, because his partner, his mother-in-law's partner's for Brooks DeHart Trucking Company, they're from the North Carolina area, so they have suites for the Panthers and they have suites for the Jaguars for their clients and such. So,
gotcha.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But yeah, so college football is nice too.
Yeah, Mike, let's transition to you, shall we? We've got Florida State, and we've got 2 wins in a row under our belt.
Winning streak, baby.
Louisville and NC State. Honestly, we have 2 straight bye weeks with one actually we don't play a game and one where we actually are, quote, play a game. I'm not going to say we're actually going to play against Clemson, but, you know, we'll take the L there. But so after that, you got games. Wake Forest, Syracuse, Miami. You think we can squeak out a win against Wake?
Hey, Mike,
what's I'm a little worried about Wake this year because they're ranked for the first time since I can remember. But to be fair, Florida State should have been 3, and they should have had 4 game winning streak. They should have not lost to Virginia. That game pissed me off to no end. That game actually pissed me off more than Boise State, and we blew a 31-point lead in that game. Actually, it was 18-point lead.
But I was going to say, wait, what?
It was 18-point lead, sorry.
You were up 31-0.
I didn't think we were up that much.
18-point lead, I'm sorry. But that Virginia game pissed me off, but we looked a lot better this week against NC State than the previous 4 weeks. Our defense finally is getting together. Great. And the bye week comes at the right time. We are destroyed with injuries. James Blackman is dealing with a knee injury. Alex Hornibrook took over. He looked okay. He didn't look impressive to me. Like you said, we have a bye week this week. And also Clemson. I think we may keep up with them in the first quarter. After that, no. It's going to be all Clemson all day. Wake Forest, I'm very concerned because, actually, to be honest, I don't even know much about Wake Forest and the fact that they're ranked.
Hey, me neither, bro.
The fact that they're ranked, but if Cam Akers can get going, then I can see them going.
Okay, Wake Forest hasn't played anybody, so it's okay.
Well, they played UNC, who almost beat Clemson this year.
UNC almost, didn't they lose to App State?
I don't know.
They did. They lost to Appalachian State. All right,
Mike. So the next three games, do you think the Florida State is more likely to win all three or lose all three between Clemson?
I'll answer that one. I'm going to say
technically lose all three because we got Clemson on the schedule. So
Clemson, Wake, we could easily both lose. And I can see us just shitting laying an egg against Syracuse just because.
Yeah, because the fact that Clemson's... So, how about we don't count
Miami
Clemson?
By like 30.
How about we don't count Clemson? If we don't count Clemson, I can see us winning
Wake Forest, Syracuse, and Miami.
Because Miami is garbage. They are... Every year they're overrated.
I mean, we're garbage, too.
They're even worse. I think they're not good. They're not... I don't think they've... How many games do they want to?
They have a good defense.
They've actually won two games, yeah. Against Bethune-Cookman and Central Michigan. And I'm comfortable with them. Yeah. And they play Miami. I'm sorry, they play Virginia Tech this week. So
let's see how they do against the Virginias.
Yeah, and then Georgia Tech and then Pitt. Yeah, I'm comfortable. I'll say we'll win three of the next four compared to winning all four because we're not beating Clemson.
Do we beat Alabama State by more than 10?
Yes. That's sad. It took me that long to answer.
Good lord.
I mean, Florida State has a pretty solid offense. It's just their defense can't hold the lead. If you guys could get a stop on defense, you could get the ball back and get some more points. I mean,
the defense played well last week. I'll give them that. Although the last play of the game was – I'm sorry, that was a Louisville game. That was embarrassing. But I think Florida State is on the uptick. For some reason, I have hope in this team. For some reason.
So keep Willie Taggart is what you're saying.
They're going to keep Willie Taggart regardless. They're not paying him $17.5 million to fire him.
Mike, we have a little MLB update for you right now.
Yeah, my World Series champ is looking good.
It is 8:47 p.m., and it's the top of the third, and the Milwaukee Brewers are currently beating my Washington Nationals 3-0.
I'm sorry, Keith, but the World Series champs are about to...
Max Scherzer decided to shit the bed and decided that he forgot how to pitch, which he wasn't healthy. I didn't want them to start him tonight. I wanted them to start Strasburg or Corbin because, you know, hey, those guys have been great this year, and Scherzer's coming back from an injury, but... You know, hey, I know y'all don't care about baseball, so let me not bore you. But I do want to ask Skyler, what's next for the Cubbies? Joe Maddon is gone. Sad. They got a few guys deserve some contracts this offseason, right?
Isn't he going to the Angels from what I saw?
Nah, they shot that down. Yeah, they shot that down.
After they fired the coach for 1 year, kind of doesn't help their case.
He might go to Pittsburgh because he's a Pennsylvania guy from what I heard. I don't know. Obviously, we got to get a manager. Theo said it's not going to be a complete blow up, but there will be change. So, whatever that means, we'll see.
Yeah, I've been there. I'm sitting here on the brink that if we lose this game tonight, we just offered Anthony Rendon a 7-year contract. I wouldn't be surprised if he's like, you know what? I'm tired of this team just sucking in the playoffs, so I'm just going to walk. Because, you know, third inning, we have one hit, and it's Howie Kendrick, of all people.
I'm batting 1,000 in the playoffs this year. Well,
what a stud muffin. No.
Mike Moustakas.
I really do hate myself. The Moose. Yeah, we won't bore you with any more baseball. I did want to touch on a little local real quick. The Jacksonville University Dolphins just came off a win against Ave Maria. 42-28 this past weekend.
Isn't that the opera?
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, they travel to Dayton, Ohio to take on the Flyers of Dayton this Saturday at noon for the first PFL league game tonight, that night. So hoping for a win for them there. UNF, they have no one on the schedule again for the, I don't know, billionth week in a row.
70th year. Soon, UNF students and fans, soon.
Tomorrow night, or whenever you're listening to this, it will be tomorrow. So Wednesday night is Art Walk. It is the, you know, Halloween themed, so definitely check that out if you are able to. I will be there. Anything else local that we can think of? I've seen some construction to the Durbin Crossing area that's going to be huge, like bigger than the town center.
Are you talking about like off Racetrack Road
and 9B?
Like out there, it's going to be bigger than the town center. They said,
They're going to have like a movie theater there soon and stuff. It's just sad because I remember when all those was forest.
Yeah, I remember when the town center was forest.
I mean, that's a good point.
I remember when it used to be just Costco. I remember when it used to be like just the Bonos right there, and then it was just trees. And then we're like, what's this road they're building? And then Toys R Us popped in, and it was like the end was near.
And then Dick's popped up out of nowhere, and I was like, whoa, Dick's.
I probably got too excited, didn't you?
I love Dick's.
Our last segment here is actually a little bit of a pop culture. On Reddit this past week, or actually I think it was just yesterday, it was somebody by the name of Mr. Marty posted food mascots and whether or not I'd be able to kick their ass. And it's a chart. I will post the chart so that you all can see it. And it's a chart of a bunch of different cereals and other products of food that he thinks that he could either kick their ass, not kick their ass, or it'd be a fair fight. So, for example, completely would kick his ass would be the Green Giant and Tony the Tiger, which I would agree with that. I mean, those guys are giant. On the complete other end of the spectrum, he could definitely kick the Quaker's ass.
And the Gerber baby. Pillsbury Doughboy.
I mean, understandable. Fair fight. The KFC Colonel. I don't know if I agree with that one.
Just from what we read earlier about how brutal and vicious the Colonel was about getting the recipe right.
Yeah, throwing chicken on the floor when it wasn't up to his standards. I feel like he'd put up a pretty decent fight.
Yeah, I thought Wendy's was bad.
Yeah. Right, so I think you could grab her by the pigtails and just swing her around and watch her fly.
I meant their chicken standards. Oh. But
dang,
yeah,
man, I like their chicken.
You like their chicken?
Yeah. So, like, what other ones would you guys add to this?
Let's see. So, I pulled up a list of food mascots. I don't know why.
I could definitely kick Little Debbie's ass.
Little Debbie's on here.
Like, I could punch her in the face and she'd cry and I could see her.
There's the Starbucks girl. There is the,
Now, she's like Medusa, though, isn't she?
I don't know, man.
I feel like her little snakes would just, like,
she's a mermaid.
There's the Vlasic bird thing from the pickles.
The stork,
yes.
I think he would win.
He'd peck you to death, just like
Little
2K
Debbie,
Sandler.
Little Caesar.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Do you think they'd put up a fight? There's three of them, but they're small.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that there's three, I don't know if I can handle that threesome.
Okay, Toucan Sam?
Toucan Sam, I said, would peck you to death, so I think he would win that.
Wendy's, you said ponytails.
What about like the Publix dinosaur thing? You think he's too
funny? That's old.
You can't beat a dinosaur. I mean, unless
it's
an asteroid.
I would say asteroid, whatever.
Like. Yeah, but you have to be
the Geico gecko, and then that technically a dinosaur.
That's not food, though.
Yeah, but isn't he technically a dinosaur?
He's Aunt Jemima.
But he's not dino.
Aunt Jemima? Oh, man. I wouldn't want to beat her ass. I didn't want to invite her over and make me pancakes.
She'd slap the crap out of you.
My favorite one. Remember the next week. Remember the icy bear?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The icy bear.
He would murder you.
What about the Cheerio bee?
Cheerio bee, isn't he? Yeah.
Would you? I mean, he wouldn't want your blood rate to rise because
he's the
concerned
cuckoo,
about your
cholesterol.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
He's probably on cocaine, so probably. Yeah.
Probably beat the shit out of us. And last but not least, Jared from Subway.
Depends on what gender and what age.
How old
and what
I,
position you may be in.
That's enough out of that, but I'm definitely going to post that so you guys can see this great chart. It's gold. If you have any others to add, please do. It's going to be pretty funny. It's definitely one of those things that'll die out in a week, but we're going to enjoy it.
Oh, clearly it hasn't because I see that it posted. Is that the one that posted?
No, it posted one day ago.
Oh, no, never mind.
This is just,
awesome.
Yeah,
that's when he joined.
Yeah, so...
But I would want to make one comment about Kool-Aid Man. He's got him in between Fair Fight, and they would absolutely kick my arse.
Just say ass. How do you censor that, but you don't censor threesome and stuff like that?
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, yeah, Kool-Aid guy in between Fair Fight, and they would kick my ass.
He's what do you he's the weight that? Of an elephant, and he's 6'4". There's no way it wouldn't be close to a fair fight. You wouldn't be able to damage him unless if you took like a baseball bat or something.
If you think about it, he is a glass pitcher that is able to break through brick walls without breaking. How thick is his glass, you know? You're not doing anything with that. Hey, shut up, computer.
Yeah, no.
Yes, I know I have updates I need, but whatever.
You can throw whatever. You could probably shoot stuff at him and it's not breaking. And
what about, I could definitely kick the hamburger helper guy's ass. Yeah. That hand is creepy, man. I feel like that would turn into a fist.
Don't even say anything, Skylar, because I feel like you're going somewhere with that. We're going to stop right there. Because I don't want... Nope. Keith, send us home.
So thank you.
Not enough fingers for the shocker.
So oh, my God.
Definitely a fair, easy chance to win.
Thank you all for listening. Again, like and subscribe if you don't. Mike, one more thing?
Nope, can't say it. I wasn't... No, I'm just kidding.
No. Game picks, since we're probably not going to record by the game. Who? Jags, Panthers, who wins?
I'd go Jags.
I'm always going Jags.
I'm going Christian McCaffrey and the Panthers because I think he's going to run
off. All right, hopefully Mike's wrong so we can laugh at him again.
Christian McCaffrey goes off and Mike's mad
minute. I don't call Mike the doubter Yazigi for nothing.
Yazgi. God, we've done this for how long? You still can't pronounce my name?
JJ.
What's my middle name?
Brandon, if you guys are listening, Yazigi is here to stay.
No, it is not.
Thank you guys for listening, and as always, trust the process.